University publishes Douglas Dunn Collection Catalog.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With a 5:30 Star News, I'm Rachel Neely.
And I'm Dan Ray. UK Prime Minister David Cameron has said that the EU budget deal being offered in Brussels was not good enough, as the summit broke up without agreement. Talks on the 2014 to 2020 budget began on Thursday before resuming on Friday afternoon. Most EU members wanted a budget increase, but the UK and some others were opposed to that. Leaders of the 27 EU member countries are expected to meet again early next year. Some countries had wanted to continue the talks next week, but the summit ended after Germany and the UK insisted differences were too great.
Yesterday saw the University of St. Andrews launching the Douglas Dunn Collection Catalogue in celebration of the poet's 70th birthday. Dunn, an eminent British poet, was a lecturer at the university between 1989 and 2008. The extensive catalogue of drafts, manuscripts and letters will allow fans and scholars unprecedented access to the poet's handwritten works. The university has issued a statement saying that in the digital age, the Dunn Archive is of near unique historical importance. The university suggests it may be one of the last paper archives to span the entire working life of a significant British writer and to be acquired by a university library.
Israeli troops fatally shot a Palestinian man and wounded at least 13 others Friday morning at the Gaza side of the border with Israel. Each side has accused the other of violating a ceasefire that took effect Wednesday night that ended 8 days of Israeli attack of Gaza and Palestinian rocket attacks against Israel.
On the Rocks, St. Andrew's annual student-run arts festival is now seeking admissions for the festival program. Traditionally, On the Rocks incorporates art, theater, dance, fashion, film, music, and photography, but any society or individual can submit an event for consideration. This year, all societies have been encouraged to submit events in a bid to make the festival as inclusive as possible. The deadline for submissions is December 31st. More information on the festival and application forms can be found online at www.ontherocksfestival.com. The festival will take place between April 6th and April 14th, 2013.
It's time for On This Day in History. On this day, November 23rd, 1963, the BBC broadcast the first episode of Doctor Who, a show which would go on to become the longest-running sci-fi drama. On this day, 1971, the People's Republic of China attend the United Nations, including the Security Council, for the first time. On this day, in 1992, the first smartphone, the IBM Simon, was introduced at Computer Dealers Exhibition in Las Vegas, Nevada.
And those are today's headlines. For more news, tune into our bulletin Monday at 5:30 or online anytime on the news section of the Star website.